James Comer, Joe Biden potentially kept sensitive docs about family business involvement with foreign countries. By Wendell Hasebo on October 16, 2023. President Joe Biden potentially retained sensitive documents about the Biden family business's involvement with foreign countries. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, suggested Monday in a letter to Special Counsel Robert Hur. Hur, appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, is investigating Biden for the mishandling of classified material. This relates to his possession of documents from when he was vice president. As part of his probe, he reportedly interviewed the president last week for 2 hours. Comer apparently suspects Hur could possess information that links Biden's document scandal to his family's foreign dealings. T.E. Biden family received millions of dollars from foreign sources while President Biden served in public office and afterwards, Comer prefaced, adding, "If any of the classified documents mishandled by President Biden involved countries or individuals that had financial dealings with Biden family members or their related companies, the committee needs access to that information to evaluate whether our national security has been compromised." President Biden's retention of certain classified documents begs the question as to why he kept these particular materials, Comer also wrote. He added, "Of the many classified documents he reviewed over his lengthy career, why did President Biden keep these specific documents in his home and office? The sensitive nature of the information contained in the documents may answer that question for the committee, which is why we seek to review those materials." The letter to Hur comes as Comer appeared to discover an omission in Biden's narrative about the mishandling of classified information. Joe Biden's senior aide, Annie Tomasini, who reportedly told Hunter Biden multiple times that she loved him, handled the president's classified documents at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., 20 months before Joe Biden's lawyer disclosed the discovery of the documents to the public, Comer revealed last week. Comer also believes the president's timeline of events omitted multiple visits from at least five White House employees, Dana Remus, Anthony Bernal, Ashley Williams, Annie Tomasini, and an unknown staffer. "There is no reasonable explanation as to why this many White House employees and lawyers were so concerned with retrieving boxes they believed only contained personal documents and materials," according to Comer. It is not the first time the Biden narrative was questioned. At least three establishment media reports recounted that Biden's personal attorneys worked to conceal the scandal from the American people and likely did not plan to disclose information until it was leaked on January 9, 2023. Biden's classified documents were initially discovered by his personal attorneys on November 2, 2022, at the Biden-Penn Center days before the midterm elections. About 10 more documents were again unearthed in January by Biden's personal attorneys. Some were marked top secret, CBS News reported. Why Biden's attorneys initially searched for documents at the Biden-Penn Center is not known. Neither the White House nor the Department of Justice has provided an explanation for the search. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.